Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden has signed a pair of executive orders designed to expand access to health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Winter Johnston reports that the move will help Americans who've lost their health care benefits due to the pandemic.
The Biden administration says the executive orders will protect reproductive rights, expand access to abortion, and re-examine Trump administration policies that undermined protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions. In signing the orders, President Biden said it's a major step toward undoing the damage caused by his predecessor.
There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid to the way it was before Trump became president.
The enrollment period to sign up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act will reopen on February 15th for an additional 3 months. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic leaders in Congress are vowing to stand firm on their demands for the next round of pandemic relief. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says his party hopes to get a bipartisan deal on a new stimulus package.
But if our Republican colleagues decide to oppose this urgent and necessary legislation, we will have to move forward without them.
Republican Indiana Senator Todd Young says Democrats run the risk of sending the wrong message if they try to ram through a pandemic relief bill without GOP support. Biotech firm Novavax says its COVID-19 vaccine is close to 90% effective at preventing illness. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the results come from a study of 15,000 volunteers in the UK.
The company said in a news release that its vaccine was slightly less effective against the new variant of the coronavirus that's been circulating in the UK. The Novavax vaccine is what's called a protein subunit vaccine, a different kind of vaccine technology than was used in the ones made by Pfizer and Moderna that are being rolled out in this country. In a separate, smaller study in South Africa, the vaccine was still somewhat effective at preventing COVID disease, but far less so than in the larger UK study. A preliminary analysis suggested the new variant strain identified in South Africa appeared to be responsible for the majority of the COVID cases there. Joe Palca, NPR News.
A new mutated version of COVID-19 has been found in two cases involving patients who had not traveled recently or come in contact with each other. South Carolina's interim public health director, Dr. Brannon Traxler, says the virus originated in South Africa. He says the situation highlights the fact that the fight against the pandemic is far from over. And the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says all mutations of the disease are worrisome, but that the one from South Africa is causing the greatest concern. This is NPR News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is denouncing her Republican colleagues for embracing Georgia Congresswoman and QAnon supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene. Pelosi says she's appalled that Greene now sits on the Education Committee, despite her conspiracy theories about school shootings. A video that Greene posted in 2019 shows her taunting a teenage gun control advocate who survived the 2018 attack on his high school in Parkland, Florida. Pelosi also points to reports by Media Matters for America that Greene has advocated violence against Democrats and the FBI. The struggling retailer GameStop continued to be the talk of Wall Street and beyond on Thursday. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, at one point, the stock was up 2,000% from a month ago.
GameStop's stock has been crushed for years. It sells video games and has to compete with Amazon, but that has not stopped hordes of investors on social media from rallying to buy shares and boost its stock price sky high, while also hurting hedge funds that were betting against it. Matt Lyle studies how to value stocks at Northwestern University.
I mean, I know the power of social media, but I didn't know how much it could affect financial markets. I've never seen this type of volatility. This is historic.
Trading platforms like Robinhood are putting restrictions on trading GameStop. Critics say that's not fair, but the platforms say it's to protect people from risk. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in pre-market trading following Thursday's down day on Wall Street. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for